Parshat Shemot begins with a new king on Mitzrayim. Yaakov Melech Hadash on Mitzrayim, Asher Lo Yadad Yosef. So we're all familiar. It gets quoted every year. You learned it since you were a little kid. There's a machloke. Rashi cites it. Yaakov Melech Hadash, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Chadash Mamash, Chad Amar Shenitchad Shuk Zerotav. So what's going on here? The Pasuk says there's a new king. Why is everyone else trying to come up with other explanations? So what's going on that we have to explain that? So that's something that the Sforno is going to discuss. Just keep that question in the background as we mention one other idea. But Rashi says, if it's not Chadash Mamash, so what is Asher Lo Yada? Asa Atzmo Ke'ilu Lo Yada. He made himself that he didn't know. So was it a new king? Was it not? So the Ibn Ezra was a non-Pashtan. So he tells us, "Vayakum el Chadash perisho kim mashmaho," exactly as it says. It's a brand new king, Chadash mamash, below Tosot, without any additions. Shelo ayam izera melucha. It was like a different royal lineage is starting now. So he wasn't part of the family. So therefore, he didn't know Yosef. So the Sforno doesn't accept this. He doesn't accept any explanation like that, because afa pishaya zichron mimenu bedivrei yamim lemlachim li safik. What are there no state records, no chronicles in the palace that he shouldn't know who Yosef was? What did Yosef do? We just finished reading Vayechi. So right before Vayechi, Yosef arranged that all the money in Mitzrayim, everybody, all the land is owned by Parah. Everybody's working the land and giving him 20%. So every month, every year, I don't know how the IRS in Mitzrayim was working, but every so often, Parah's coffers are getting filled from everybody giving him their money. And he goes, oh yeah, why is this happening? Oh yeah, Yosef put that into effect. How could he not know Yosef? Even if he's the brand new king, he was Zera Maluch HaChadash, even if he's brand new, there's no way that he's not going to know that there was a Yosef. So whether or not it's a new king, whether or not it's the same king that's changing his mind, it can't be that he doesn't know who Yosef is. So the Sforno says, what it must be? It must be a new king. And lo alta lev ha-melech ha-chadash efsharut heyoto mizeh ha-am. He knows who Yosef is. He went to fifth grade social studies class. They told him about the great person who Yosef was. And therefore, the kings and the royal family are living off his wealth, and the genius guy who saved us all from 7 years of famine, give up. And then he looks around, and I imagine probably some sort of degree of dehumanization or denigration of Am Yisrael that was happening in Mitzrayim, right? They're vilifying them. They're willing to try and enslave them, you know, and say, hey, let's do something to them and pass all sorts of laws to them. So clearly they were viewed as this separate other group. So he looks at this other group, maybe in his eyes, possibly subhuman, and he looks at Yosef. He doesn't know Yosef, but in other words, the concept of what he knows about Yosef. How is he supposed to know that this group he sees is in any way connected to that Yosef? What's the connection? And therefore, everyone else is giving me 20%, and everyone else is doing everything, and these people aren't doing it. These people are different. These might not even be people. These beings are different. So he has no idea the connection between Yosef and Am Yisrael. So why are we showing them any better favor? Why are they not giving me the 20% that everybody else is? Why are they living in Goshen? Why are they all the special treatment? I know who Yosef is, but what do they have to do with Yosef? So the Sforno says the pshat of Vayakum Melech Hadash HaMitzrayim Asher Lo Yadad Yosef, he didn't know the connection between Am Yisrael and Yosef. Because the Sforno again is saying, and again it's a theme that we've had a few times in the Sforno, had he known the connection between Am Yisrael and Yosef, of course I would agree to give them special treatment. In other words, he's saying even Mitzrayim had Karasatov. The Melech of Mitzrayim had, whoever this new Melech was, he had some basic decency, some basic Karasatov. The same Karasatov we said that, love on would have had, and that we've had a few times. They would have had it. Had he known that these people were connected to Yosef, and Yosef, who we owe so much to, he would have been okay with it. But he didn't know the connection, and therefore, he said, why should we be nice to these people? And therefore, with this in mind, we can now understand every time you ever learned this machloket, going all the way back to, I don't know, second grade, when did you learn this? The Melech Chadash, Chadash Mamash, Nilchatshu Gzeratav. How could it be that there's a Melech who didn't know who Yosef was? Why is everyone so bothered by this? Because it's so basic and so fundamental that they'd have a Karzatov. That's what the Sforno is telling us. So obviously, if you knew who Yosef was and what Yosef did for Mitzrayim, and you're going to now take the same people who you welcome to Mitzrayim, Yosef, bring your whole family, settle them, we'll take care of them, give them food and welcome them, and all of a sudden you're going to enslave them and try to get them to leave. And the Sforno's pshat, by the way, if you look in the next psukim, I didn't bring it here, because it's already another one, Sforno says their original idea was to try to get them to leave. Okay, you know, if we get attacked, then they'll join the enemy, so get them out of here. So that will be, so the original plan before they enslaved them was trying to get them to get out of there. So they would not have tried to cause them to all run away, to cause them all to flee. They would have had a karzatov for them. So therefore, we now have a machlok and Rabbi Shmuel. Could there really be a person who's chadash mamash, that it's not chadash mamash? Meaning, of course it's got to be somebody new who didn't know Yosef, because how could it possibly be that somebody wouldn't have that level of karas hatov? So there's nechatshu gzerotav, he made himself like he didn't know. He was so against his karas hatov that he had to make believe, he had a bout of amnesia that he didn't know who Yosef was. Or along comes Ibn Ezra and says, he really didn't know, and he has to come up with it. It's a whole new royal line. Why is everybody going through, jumping these hoops in order to explain the pasuk this way? Well, with this Sforno here, we now understand. Because really, it's so basic and so fundamental that they would have this akarzatov to Yosef. Therefore, the only explanation that the Sforno has is that, okay, it was this Melech Chadash, however he became, and he knew who Yosef was, and had he known the connection between Am Yisrael and Yosef, he would have had a karzatov to them, and it's only because he didn't realize that there was familial connection between all the Jewish people he saw living around him and the great Yosef that he once learned about, that he didn't have that connection, he didn't make that connection, and therefore, the next step is Havan HaChekmalo, let's figure it out what we could do to get them out of here to get them punished. Yes, Sammy?
Doesn't as well say, he says that they had to know who Yosef was because he was so important to them. Like, they could have very well also taught about what happened to Yosef's family and said, okay, and they settled in Goshen and they got this special treatment because of the fact that Yosef stayed there. Like, why do we stop there saying he has to know about Yosef but not Yosef's family?
So, he had to know about Yosef, and even if he learned all the details of Yosef, but nonetheless, whatever it is that they're seeing the state of Am Yisrael around them, who they're considering lowly, so he's not making the logical connection that that's the same family of Yosef's family that he learned about. In other words, even if you're saying they didn't just learn about Yosef, but they learned all the details in Goshen and all the rules, still there's some kind of nituk, some kind of disconnect between what he sees and what he learned. And therefore he's not making the connection. Had he made the connection, of course he would have had a karzatov. It's a lesson in a karzatov, that of course we would have it. And it's only because he's not making the connection that he doesn't have this a karzatov.
It also doesn't really explain why they view Bnei Yisrael as lowly.
That's true. But that's just true of being outsiders and different and having special treatment. Everybody else is giving 20% and you're not. So it doesn't explain why they did that, but that's part of the puzzle. The next puzzle says there are this other group who's not like us, and if there's a war, they'll join our enemies. And so, legitimate or not, that's the reason that's given. But the whole idea is that the Sforno is saying they're not able to draw the line, the connection between who they see and what they learned about. And therefore, had they had that, they would have had a karas hatov. So we should all realize, so fundamental and built in is a karas hatov that when we see that it doesn't happen, even amongst the Melech Mitzrayim, it helps us. It teaches us what the pshat of the pasuk really is, because Hakaras Hatov is so fundamental that he would have had it. It must be that he didn't realize, and that's a lesson in Hakaras Hatov for all of us.